Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Bullies, The Good, The Bad, and The Promising. As an omniscient narrator, I am very aware of all things that relate to this story, both the good and the not so good.
What are you saying?
Oh, you know, Harley's bacon incident.
That was horrible.
And Mamie's incident when her people were away.
I was so frightened.
But there were good times, too. Like when Boaz told us the story of the pirate pups.
He's a great storyteller.
And the Friday night get-togethers at Frank's Diner.
Gotta admit, those are fun.
So, what's it going to be this time, Mr. Narrator?
Oh, the story is good.
Well, that's a relief.
I don't believe it for a minute. Something bad always happens.
I think that all depends on your perspective. So, are you ready?
Something says we should skip this one.
You see, life is something you can't skip, Harley.
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Hello. I was told that Babushka was here.
Mom?
Ah, my little Babushka, come and give your mother a hug.
Hugging is a little awkward for bulldogs, don't you think?
Yeah, it...
Mother.
That was your mom?
Yeah, kind of came out of nowhere.
Kind of seems familiar.
Oh, Mother.
She's always been an overly emotional bully.
She's my best friend, Mrs...
You may call me Alexandra. Frankly, I did not raise her to be an emotional crybaby. She comes from a long, proud line of bullies.
So you meant for her to be this way?
It wasn't easy. The sacrifices a mother makes for her children. When you've been oppressed as long as we have, you need to be strong. You never apologize. And when you must, you take matters into your own hands. Or paws, in our case.
So that means punching strangers from time to time.
Pure reflex, I assure you.
Can you turn the setting down on your reflex?
You're not one of those weak bulldogs, are you?
Well, I'm pretty certain Boaz is stronger than me, but...
It would seem I have arrived in the nick of time.
What do you mean?
I believe you to be a bad influence on my daughter.
A bad influence?
It's time to take her home, I think. Do not try to follow.
Babushka is a grown dog. Shouldn't she make up her own mind?
Yes, we see how well she has done choosing her own friends.
I thought you said this was a good story.
I did.
But this mean old dog is taking Babushka away.
It does seem less than good.
Downright bad.
Plus... She punched me in the nose! And it still hurts.
But Babushka seems to do that a lot.
That's because it's just a part of who she is.
Did you hear what you just said, Hobart?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
You said her bad actions were simply a part of her makeup as a bulldog.
Hobart said that? He's smarter than I thought!
Don't you see? Well... It appears more to this story will be needed to find the good.
Because we've seen the bad.
And I don't like bad.
Bad is not good.
And good is not bad.
If you're finished, let the story continue.
But I don't want to leave, Mother.
Well, I can't see any reason for you to stay, dear.
Those bulldogs are my friends.
Those bulldogs are common mongrels. Honestly, hanging around in an abandoned restaurant seems like a good thing to you?
It's better than being at home.
You can't mean that.
But I do.
This is worse than I could have possibly imagined.
What's that supposed to mean?
You have become a common bulldog. Face it, the only real evidence of your heritage is your sense of justice.
You mean the punching?
dear. It's the only way to prove we are superior.
But we're not.
You can't believe what you are saying.
I am not superior to my friends, and I was wrong to punch them.
Wrong? How will they know you are better than they are?
But I'm not better. Mamie is the sweetest friend I have ever met.
Yet you told me she can't even understand her people.
None of us can, in the beginning.
And what about that Barney character?
Boaz?
Whatever. He is the gloomiest dog I have ever encountered.
He's a good dog, Mother.
And those other two?
Harley and Hobart?
They are clowns, Babushka. You deserve to be with more refined creatures.
These friends are better than I deserve, Mother.
How can you talk to me this way? I am only looking out for your own good.
My own good or your own?
You take your Friday night with your friends. We'll talk again in the morning.
Babushka, are you all right?
Oh, I'll be fine.
Did you argue with your mom?
Is it that obvious?
Obvious? We heard everything in the next room.
She is not a nice dog.
Wait a minute. I've seen this behavior before. There's always a story behind the hurt.
So what's your story, Boaz?
If you two can't find anything nice to say, then maybe it's time to be quiet.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Go on.
You see, I grew up in a purebred family. My people have papers that show my heritage.
Paper? Sometimes I eat paper.
Me too. Especially the ones with cartoons. They taste like tofu.
Do any of you have papers?
No. Is that a bad thing?
To my mother, it is. In my family, we were always told that to show that we are better than other dogs, we needed to be aggressive.
So that's why you punch us.
I've always been curious, but afraid to ask.
I've been thinking a lot about this. My actions are more about what I saw growing up than how I feel about you.
So you punch Hobart and Harley because...
That's what my family does.
So you don't think you're better than us?
No. In fact, today, I think of myself as worse than you.
What?
None of you have ever tried to hurt me in any way.
That's true. But I think it's just because we're afraid of reprisals.
Hobart has a good point. And you have a good right hook.
So, what if a few friends, none better than the others, play some traditional Friday night games?
What a great idea.
I'm in.
Thought you'd never ask.
Sure.
So the five bulldogs stayed up later than usual playing charades?
A toaster strudel with gravy? Ooh, that's making me hungry.
Not even close.
Go fish.
Do you have Carla Clownfish?
Go fish.
And Tiddlywinks.
Kind of losing interest in this one. My paws flip the chips everywhere but where I want them to go.
But there was to be a showdown at sunrise.
Hello?
Dr. Malone?
Yes, who's this?
Babushka.
Oh, yes. I haven't heard from you since the bacon incident with Harley. Is he okay?
Fine, thanks. I was actually calling for me.
What seems to be the problem?
My mother came to town and doesn't approve of my friends. She wants to take me home, and she doesn't want me to associate with them anymore.
Bad influence, are they?
On the contrary, they have made my life much better. I think I have a better understanding of friendship, and I know they can be trusted.
I see your dilemma.
You do?
You need to help your mother understand that friendship can develop even without purebred papers.
She doesn't believe that.
Well, looks like you've got some work to do.
But I don't know where to begin.
Don't worry. I just sent over a PDF pamphlet by email called How to Talk to Your Mom When She Just Doesn't Understand About the Real Issues Surrounding Friendship and Good Personal Conduct.
Sounds like it was made for me.
Ironic, isn't it?
What are we doing here? You were supposed to be ready to leave this morning.
I know, but I wanted you to spend a day with my friends.
Is this some kind of joke, Babushka?
No, Mother. If you want me to come home because you think my friends are beneath me somehow, then I want you to spend a day with them and see if you still feel that way.
Are you saying that if I don't humor you in this way, then you refuse to come home?
It's just one day, Mother.
All right. All right. I think you are spoiled, but all right.
And on this Saturday morning, Alexandra spent time with Boaz, Mamie, Harley, and Hobart. While she found their ways rough and tiresome at first, she soon found herself laughing at the antics of Harley and Hobart.
Have you ever wondered if dogs could get a brain freeze?
Don't mind doing a little experimentation here. Yep. They can. They can. They really, really can. Oh, man. Remind me not to try that again.
And it seemed to Alexandra that Boaz helped balance things when it came to these two bullies.
Would you two knock it off? We're trying to impress Babushka's mom here.
And Mamie was as kind to Alexandra as she had been to any other animal.
We got you some fresh water. Not that stuff from down the hall, second door on your right.
Thank you?
And the next morning, Alexandra left, and Babushka stayed behind.
Well, daughter, you've given me plenty to think about. I'm not sure I agree with you on everything, but these animals seem to be far more tolerable than I had anticipated.
Thanks, Mother.
Do come and visit sometime. We all miss you.
Will do, Mother.
Well, I have a fond affection for you and will, of course, think of you from time to time.
I love you too, Mom.
Thanks for inviting me to share with your group today, even though I had scheduled tea time at the course.
This week has been so therapeutic.
Yeah, and Babushka hasn't punched us once. I think that falls under the category of progress.
I can promise I'll never slip back into an old habit.
But it looks like you really can teach any dog new tricks.
I want to be different, and I think I can change.
Well, Hobart and me will be grateful if you can.
So you really don't think you're superior?
No. Except maybe in charades.
And the bullies learned a valuable lesson. If friendships are based on the quality of your family name, then you might miss out on some wonderful friendships. They also learned that changes can happen if you have help from your friends.
I will never drink out of the toilet again.
Harley.
I'm sorry. Old habits.
And the bullies understood their friend Babushka in a way they never had before. This was a new chapter for Babushka, and her friends played key roles in her new story. You've been listening to The Good, The Bad, and The Promising. We'd like to thank our cast. Katie Dainhart as Harley, Glenn Haskell as Hobart, Natalie Stanfield-Thomas as Mamie, Tom Chalker as Boaz, Marie Copan as Babushka, with special guest Julie Hoverson as Alexandra. The Good, the Bad, and the Promising was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tatterzak. This story is dedicated to all who accept the challenge to reject bad habits in favor of something better, and those who stand with them in the midst of change. The Bully's main theme is the original composition of William Krupczynski. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. Art director, Paul Hudson. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, David O'Sullivan. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2014. All rights reserved.
Ooh, did you hear that, Hobart? I used a big word. Did you hear it? I'll do it again. Proceed. I'm starting to feel smarter already.
What are you saying? Again? What you talking about, narrator?
I bet his papers came from a correspondence course. Well, that could just be me.
Tornado warning. Run!
It's just a test.
I was so frightened. Like, that sounds believable.
Watch out, world! Here comes Harley, the highly educated bulldog.
And this mean old dog is taking up... And I don't like bad. As a matter of fact, bad is bad. Bad is not good. And you said it was good, and good is not bad. This is bad.
Oh, no! Folks in City Hall are playing with the switches.
Good gravy! Are there any other kinds of gravy?
Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Bullies. The good, the bad, and the not so promising. Start again.
I mean, I'm getting smarter by the second. Therapeutic.
She's a bad mom and she needs a timeout. A bad mom, she needs a timeout. A bad mom, she needs a timeout. My bill will be in the mail.